Hello.
Hey, good afternoon. My name is Mario from New York Opinion Research, and today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinion is needed, and this survey is quick and confidential. What is your zip code?
One one seven five seven.
Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Do you consider
Hello?
yourself a female, male, or something else?
Female?
What is the year of your birth? What year was 94?
Yes.
Are you black, white, or Hispanic or Mexican?
White.
What's the highest level of school you completed?
Masters.
For who do you vote back in 2020 general election for president? Were you not able to vote?
Biden.
As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and another state local offices for this November. How likely are you to vote for the upcoming November's 2024 election? Are you almost certain to vote? You will probably vote. Are the chances 50-50? You will probably not vote. Or will you definitely not vote?
Certain.
Okay.
I'll vote.
Are you, how motivated from 1 to 10? Are you motivated to vote?
10.
Extremely motivated. As 0
yeah.
to 10, how much power do you think that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power that you feel your vote has, you know, on a scale from 0 to 10. What do you think your vote? 0 to 10.
5, maybe?
5, gotcha. Please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statement. Regardless of how I might feel.
I'm going to work.
Oh, we're almost done. Regardless how may I feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it's my duty to vote this year. Do you agree, strongly agree, or not? Neither agree or disagree with this statement?
What happened?
I'm going to read you a statement. You just have to tell me if you agree or disagree with it. Regardless of how I might feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it's my duty to vote this year.
It is my duty to vote.
Okay, regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do each of the following matter to you this year? For each one of the following candidates, if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, or if it does not matter. Protection abortion rights. Protecting abortion rights, what do you think of that one? Does it matter a lot to you, matter somewhat, or does not matter much?
It matters.
The presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, does it matter a lot, matter somewhat, or does it not matter?
It matters.
Protecting LGBTQ rights.
No, doesn't matter.
Okay. Election for Congress, House of Representatives of the Senate. Does that matter to you?
Yeah.
Okay, we know people get busy when it's time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following things? Protection, abortion rights. Will you vote for that? Nothing will stop you from voting. Will you want to vote and probably will vote? If it's convenient, you will vote. I doubt you will vote, or no chance you will vote. What do you think? For the abortion rights. Okay. The presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, nothing will stop you from voting, or you will not vote?
I don't vote.
What about the LGBTQ rights and protecting them? Will you vote for that?
Yeah.
Election for the Congress? Will you vote for the Congress?
Yeah.
Okay, I know it's a long way off, but the November 2024 election for president, if they were held today, will you vote for the Democrat Kamala Harris or the Republican Donald Trump or a third-party candidate or someone else, or will you just not vote? Are you decided? Have you decided yet?
Yes.
Are you going to vote for Kamala Harris or Donald Trump?
Kamala Harris.
If the 2024 election for Congress was held today, for who will you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate, or the third party, an independent candidate?
Democratic Party or?
If you knew that protecting abortion access was on the ballot this November, how much would that motivate you to vote?
How long is this going to take? I have to go to work.
We're almost done. Almost done. Will that motivate you or that doesn't okay. change anything?
Yeah, it motivates me.
Okay, how much, if anything, have you heard about the Prop 1 of the constitutional amendment on the value? Have you heard anything?
No. Can we end it here, please?
No problem. Thank you, though.